We're CJMQ and we're talking with Emily Claire Barlow today. Now, Emily Claire, you are coming to the Centennial Theater in Sherbrooke.
That is correct. I'm looking forward to it.
Good, good, great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you too. You are Canada's incomparable vocal jazz jewel, as I've read. So that's quite exciting. Now, how did you get interested in music? I know that you've studied music and you've also studied, I believe it is drama?
Yes, I studied music theater in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got a chance to get to know and to perform lots of those wonderful musicals from the 1930s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And that really cemented my love for those songs from that era.
Okay, that's really interesting. And it's a nice era, too. It's a very relaxing time in music.
I think so. And I think there's also a real positivity to
mm-hmm.
the songs, which is interesting. I think, you know, after the Depression, you know, people were writing songs and during the Depression to try and lift people's spirits. And so it's kind of interesting that I gravitate towards those songs, especially given the economic situation that we are facing right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's for sure. Now, where are you based, Emily Claire?
I'm based in Toronto.
Okay, in Toronto. Is this your first time to the Eastern Townships here to perform?
No, I have been to Quebec and Montreal and the surrounding areas before, and I love it there. And this is I'm really looking forward to this weekend. I'm doing the three shows. I'm doing Sherbrooke and
mm-hmm.
two other shows as well. So it'll be a nice little road trip.
Okay. Now, you've performed to sold-out audiences all the way from Tokyo to Montreal, so you perform worldwide then?
Yes, I was actually just in Tokyo about a few weeks ago, and it was an amazing experience. We were playing at the Ginza International Jazz Festival, and there is a real appreciation for art and artists there. And so it's a very nice place to go because, as musicians, we're very well received.
Mm-hmm. Good, great. You are an independent artist now. When I read that, you are really independent. Would you like to talk about that?
Well, I think that, yes, I'm independent in that I have my own record company. I certainly have a great team. My records are distributed in Canada by Distribution Fusion Trois, and that's a wonderful group of people to work with, and I have an agent and a publicist, but I make the decisions regarding what songs I'm going to sing,
mm-hmm.
and I do the arrangements, and, you know, of course, I play with wonderful musicians who give me a lot of inspiration and a lot of support, but right now I have many ideas, and I enjoy seeing the project through from very beginning to the very end, and that includes all of the aspects that go into it, like the cover art and just making all those kinds of decisions. It's important for me to feel like I really did it from the beginning to end.
Okay, well, that sounds great. How many albums do you have out? Is it six?
That's correct. I have six albums out, and I have a new album that is going to be released February 17th next year.
Wow, that's good. So you're busy doing the albums then.
I think that my first three albums were when I was just starting out, and they were with a larger group,
mm-hmm.
and I changed my direction a little bit when I got to the fourth album, and I decided to have a smaller band, and I decided to just simplify things a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and I think that over the process of making the fourth album and promoting and touring that, I really discovered my own voice. As a jazz musician, I think that's difficult sometimes to do because we were doing songs that have been done before many times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you are listening and learning, you try to emulate people that you admire and you get inspiration from them. So it's difficult to find your own voice. And so I feel like that really happened for me around my fourth album.
Okay.
And then after that, I decided to do a Christmas album, which
mm-hmm.
was Winter Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say it's more of a winter album than a Christmas album, but songs about winter, songs about the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I put my most recent album out, which is called The Very Thought of You.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and when was that released?
That came out in 2007.
Okay, 2007. Now, you've been nominated for quite a few awards. Would you like to go through the awards you've been nominated for?
Well, I received two Juno nominations, mm-hmm. the most recent being for The Very Thought of You, which was nominated for Vocal Jazz Album of the Year,
okay.
which is really an honor. It's just exciting to be recognized in that way and to be able to, you know, go to the party. And I was very honored to receive the award for Female Vocalist of the Year at the National Jazz Awards mm-hmm. this year. And I had an opportunity at the beginning of this year to perform at the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame,
okay.
a show where they induct, you know, songwriters, certain songs, actually, into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And I performed a song called There Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens by Alex Kramer, who's written many songs. And that performance was nominated for a Gemini Award. So it's icing on the cake to me. It's just
it
an
is.
Added bonus. And it's fun.
Okay. And you've also done some commercials. You've done the songs for some commercials on TV. And you've also done some voices, too, on TV.
Yes, mostly I do voices for animation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I love. It's really a great exercise for my voice. It's a great exercise for my creativity. I've had an opportunity to work on some really well-written and well-received television series, such as Total Drama Island and 16, and it keeps me in shape. I get to use different parts of my voice, and I think that it really complements the singing.
Okay, well, that must be a lot of fun, too, being the voice on Rescue Heroes, too.
I've done some guest roles on Rescue Heroes,
mm-hmm.
and again, it's a job that I think works alongside
mm-hmm.
you know the singing as well. So
okay, that sounds good. So at the show tomorrow night, you're going to do a lot of the songs from the latest album, The Very Thought of You.
Yes, I will definitely.
Okay, good.
I might throw in a few winter songs, too.
That should be fun, too. I think everybody's in the mood for that here.
Yeah.
Good. You have a website, to one or two, is it? Or?
I do have a website,
mm-hmm.
which is emilyclairebarlow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a blog that I try to update as often as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I do have an artist page on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Okay, great.
There's too many things to maintain now.
True. Songs from iTunes too, I guess? Download them?
The songs are available mm-hmm. worldwide on iTunes, yes.
Okay, great. You have six albums, 1998, Emily Claire Barlow Sings, and Tribute 2001, Happy Feet 2003, Like a Lover 2005, Winter Wonderland 2006, and The Very Thought of You.
The Very Thought of You is actually 2007.
Anything else you wanted to say about yourself or your music or the show coming up, Emily Claire?
Just that I'm looking forward to coming to Quebec because I always get a very warm feeling from the audience there,
mm-hmm.
and my band and I really look forward to playing there. So I hope that we get a good audience for the show.
Okay, that's great. Okay, thank you so much, Emily Claire.
Thank you very much.
Okay, all the best. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I don't need your photograph to keep on my bed. Your picture is always in my head. No, I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For sleeping, always waking, dear, I find. The very thought of you. Thank you. Canadian artist Emily Claire Barlow, and the song was called The Very Thought of You.